Chapter 4. Jesus mihi omnia. When someone has taken the decision to walk the path of liberation and begins to use the key that is given to him, there will obviously be a result. The student can read about this in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The wealth contained in this chapter is so huge that one cannot be sufficiently grateful for this divine gift. Those who received Peter's word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. From this quotation, it becomes clear that the path need not cause serious difficulties for anyone. For the promise is to you and to your children, as the holy language states. As long as the pupil sees the path before him and wants to accomplish the change, he need not stay behind. Then he will devote himself to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Here one can see the hallmark of the new work which the spiritual school would so much like to undertake with many. People will devote themselves to the school's teachings as a matter of course, once they have used the key. With their complete interest, they will want to absorb lastingly everything the school has to say. Then the foci of the school will consist of a community of people with a common interest. Then, time and time again, every conference will become a wedding feast where the wine, the spirit of renewal, will be poured abundantly. This puts one in mind of an ancient magical custom of the true community of initiates and its pupils. Initiates and pupils receive the spirit of renewal in their cups. Those among them who have accomplished the reversal hold the Grail cup in their raised hands, and when their cups have become full, they attune their divine gifts to one another, ensuring that all they have received gives forth the same note and the same vibration. And united in this way, standing with the Grail cup in their praying hands during the Holy Supper, they look into each other's eyes and say, and pray, and bid each other, "Peace be unto you." In this way, they devote themselves to the community and the breaking of bread, and they see to it that everyone receives his share. They help each other in breaking the Lord's bread, and the one does not want to precede the other, knowing that together they stand unto a consolation and a blessing. From the depths of their being, they invoke the sacred name. Jesus mihi omnia. That is how it has to be with us. And if it is like this, as indeed it can be, then a force will emanate from the work, a force which is so tremendous that signs and wonders will be done, and the school will gather momentum and expand in a way that, to the consciousness of outsiders, can no longer be explained from nature. Yes, what would be impossible for a group of pupils in the care of a brotherhood, performing its work entirely in the power of Christ? What privilege could be granted to one more than another? The grace is there for everyone. The glorious aim is not intended for a few exceptional people. All are able to possess everything communally, if only they desire it with all their being. They will possess too much to be expressed in words, too much possibly even to consider. If one sees and experiences all these riches, what is there left to bind one to dialectics? When a person has tasted something of the imperishable manna, he systematically banishes everything from his being that in self-analysis he has found to be earth-binding. In this way, he begins to build the home sancti spiritus. And it is a joyful fact that many pupils are putting this into practice. All are capable of success, for everything necessary to reach the goal has been given them. That is why we have our temples and consecrated working places, which are dedicated to the one, universal, sevenfold spirit, and serve the universal, sevenfold brotherhood. The community of the young Gnosis gathers daily in its temples to attune its work to the holy voice of the universal brotherhood and its seven rays. These rays flow in all directions from the places of service to carry forth, if God wills, the one light, and to ignite it in man's heart. Thus there is an unrestrained joy, in a total simplicity of the heart. Dialectical life is complicated in the extreme. But those who stand in the new life process, a life that is clear as crystal, totally uncomplicated and shining like the noonday sun, will enter the true essence of simplicity. Understand well that this is not the simplicity of superficiality, but the simplicity of the one life that is of God, the simplicity of the living soul state, which is grandiose and tremendous. Therefore, they all praise God and are favored by God and man. How can it be otherwise with a group of pupils that stands in this way in the one temple, which they have built together? From that community, the children of God daily ascend to the circle of salvation, use the key of the one life to which all have been called. Place yourself on the foundation of reversal, and you will behold the being and the life of God.